ultimate time of judgment and doom.
You're listening to WWBC, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Everybody, everybody. Listen, listen, listen. Guess what? It's about time for your miracle. We thank God for you this morning, tuning into the radio broadcast. Amen. We thank God for this radio station, making it possible to come into your cars and to your homes. By the way, it's at the air radio station. Praise our God. We thank God for you. Amen. WWBC. Come on. See, come on. We want you to come on in. Tell somebody. Tag, share in the web by Facebook. Tag and share this message on today. I want you to know there's help. There's help. There's help for you. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fear. You don't have to give up. Just know that there's help for you. We want you to go into a word of prayer with us. Come on. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity. We thank you for another day. We thank you for another time, Father, that you allowed us to come into the ear gates of your people, the eye gates of your people. We thank you even now, Father, that as we continue to expound on the word, Father, expound and lift them up, God, we thank you for touching everyone on this side where they're at right now, Father. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise and thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Yes, it's about time for your miracle. This is your host today, Apostle Curtis Watkins, the pastor and founder of the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. Praise our God. If you want to write us, or you want to do anything, or what you need, and you said, I need to hear more from the man of God, you can drop us a line at P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Amen. Praise our God. I want you to know it's about time for your miracle. Don't fret. Don't fear. It's about time for your miracle. There is help for you. There's help for you. Come on, and hope. Come on, tell somebody. Don't fear, don't fret. God is with us. Amen. Just the way a little announcements. Listen to tonight. Get ready. Get ready. Oh my God, it is going to be something going on in the city of Titusville, Florida. It's getting ready for our revival. It's going to be starting on tonight. Oh, with Pastor Deborah Davis. Amen. On Main Street, 406 Main Street. It is going to be something tonight. You don't want to miss this revival. It starts tonight, going all the way through Friday night. Going through Friday night. Praise our God. We'll be over there with Pastor Davis in the Church of Tomorrow. We'll be there with them. It's located on Main Street. Amen. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be going on all week long, Monday through Friday. Again, the revival starts tonight. And yours truly, Apostle Curtis Walker, will speak. The host speaker. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise our God. We'll be there. Amen. Looking for God to move. Looking for God to set free. People come out and get their miracle, get an answer that they've been looking for, seeking for. Come on, come over, come cross, come through, and watch God bring you out. He'll bring you out. He'll give you an answer. He'll lift you up through the word of God. Praise our God. And if there be any souls that will enter in that don't know him in the pardon of their sins, he will save and he will set you free. Come on out and be with us again, starting at 7 o'clock again. On Main Street, 406 Main Street. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. God is going to move by his power. We're looking for God to do something great this week in this revival. You don't want to miss it again. I want you to be encouraged. Hold your head up high. We thank God for our first lady, only lady, elect lady, Evangelist Bonita Watkins, my wife, to the church mothers, amen, to all our elders there, and evangelist prophets, and everybody that make up this great congregation at the Power of Faith, Healing and Deliverance Temple. God bless you. God bless you. And we want to say to some of you all that we didn't get to see you on yesterday. We know we just leaving Mother's Day. Those of you that are mother and we didn't get a chance to see you in service or see you out and about, we want to say to you, we pray you had a happy Mother's Day and happy Mother's late Mother's Day to you. Because, you know, well, mothers always are mothers. Just not only the day that they set aside. A mother is always a mother. She's always doing something. Even when everybody else is settled, don't lay down. Everybody else is settled in their minds. Mothers are still thinking. They're still gooding up doing things. So we say happy Mother's Day to you all the time. So we thank God for you. We're grateful for you. And I want you to be encouraged. Guess what? Because guess what? As we said just a few minutes ago, there's help. I want to encourage you on today. Somebody feel like there's no help. Somebody feel like they can't go through. They can't come out. But there's help for you today. Hold your head up high. God is your help. All you have to do is do what David declared and decreed in the book of Songs right here. Praise God. The book of Songs 121. He says, I will lift my eyes up to the hills from which cometh my help. There is help for you today. God is my help, no matter what I'm going through with, but I've got to stay focused. I got to keep my eyes on God. I got to know that I know without a shadow of a doubt that he is my help. David said, I will lift my eyes up to the hill, not nobody else. I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from what? The Lord. My help coming from the Lord. Your help today come from the Lord. I don't care what the enemy is trying to do. I don't care what folks are trying to do to stop you. I want you to know today that your help come from the Lord. Come on. He knows all about you. He knows what you're going through right now. He knows what it looks like. He knows what it feels like. So guess what, my brother, my sister? Your help come from the Lord. Come on. It says right here again. I'm going to read it again. Start over. I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord. Your help cometh from the Lord. Which what? Which what? Made the heavens and the earth. Come on. He made the heavens and he made the earth. Come on. So guess what? He know all about you. He is the author. And he is the finisher of your faith. Because he made the heaven and he made the earth. Somebody say, my help. I know you might be listening. I know you may be driving. But you can repeat it. I might not can hear you. But your help today come from the Lord. Come on. Sometimes people say, well, I can only help you so far. I can only do so much for you. Then some say, I can't do nothing for you. But I want you to know today, at this present time, and right here, this minute, hour, and second, your help come from the Lord that made the heavens. Oh my God. If he made the heavens, come on, and he made the earth, don't you know he know all about you? He created, he made man, but he created woman. So he know all about you and I. And he's going to help us. David said he's a very present help in the time of trouble. So when you're going through some trouble, come on, somebody. Oh, you in trouble and you feel like you all alone. Don't stop. Hold your head up and do what he said. I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. So he's a very present help in the time of trouble. When you need him, when you are all alone and you feel like you're alone, you feel like you can't make it, guess what? He is your help. Come on. He said that made the heavens and the earth. He made the heavens and the earth. Come on, he that do what? He said right here in the third verse, he will not suffer. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He's not going to be moved. He's going to stay right there with you. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you're facing. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keep it, come on, he keep it together. He keep it together. He that keep it, oh my God, he's a God that can keep everything. He made it. Oh my. He made it. He formed it. And he can keep it. Come on. He holds it together. He holds it together till you get it together. Oh, that was good right there. He holds it together till you get it together, till you realize I can lift my eyes up in the midst of a situation that I'm in. Come on. I may have tears, but I'm lifting my eyes up to the hill from which covers my help. My heart may be overwhelmed and hurt, but I'm lifting my eyes up to the hill from which covers my help. I got help. Oh my God, I got help through this. You have help through this. Don't stop and get bogged down. Don't stop and let the enemy begin to talk to your mind. Don't stop and let the enemy make you feel like you are alone. Oh, but decree and declare, I have help today through this. I am an overcomer. Come on here. I'm coming through this. Yes, I may be in it, but I'm coming through it. I'm not stopping because I've got help. Come on here. Oh, my God. Have you ever seen somebody back in the days before we, you know, we'd have got what we got, AAA, RP, and all of that stuff. Don't, when somebody got stranded on the side road, on the side of the road, they would get out and they would wave their hands. Oh, come on here. They was flagging because they was asking for help. Oh, here it is. Oh, we going through some stuff, but we can still give him glory. We can still lift our hands up and tell God thank you, because he's bringing us through. He's bringing us out. He's making a way for us. Come on. He's my help today. Hallelujah. He said he would not suffer his foot to be moved. Come on here. But he that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. He's with you. He's not sleeping on your case. Uh-oh. He's not sleeping your situation. Hallelujah. He still see and he still hear. He still knows. Come on. But he's going to bring you out today. He is your help today. I have help. Come on. Somebody say it with me. I have help. I have help today. I'm not in this by myself. I'm coming out. I'm coming through. I'm coming up. Come on. He is my help today. Hallelujah. Oh my God. He said it right here. He will not slumber nor sleep. Come on. He won't slumber nor sleep. He's not sleep. Behold, he that keepeth. Uh-oh, here we go. He that keepeth Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. God is not sleep on your situation. God has not left you, my brother, my sister. Come on. He has promised. He said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. So when you're in the midst of something, the enemy always, and I'm not glorifying him, the enemy always try to make you feel that you don't have help. You're all alone. Come on. You're never alone. Even in the midst of your darkest time of your life, you are never alone. You have help today. You have hope today. Come on. God is with you today. God will bring you out today. God will deliver you today. He will do what you need him to do for you today. Because why? He is your help. He is your strength. He is your joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Come on, somebody. The peace of God that passes all understanding. Keep our hearts in tune. He's with us today. All we have to do is trust him. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways do what? Acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He is your help today. Come on. He's not like man. Man only help you so far. If you do what man want you to do, man will continue to say, well, I can continue to help you. But when you deter and don't do what man say, well, I'm through. I can't help you no more. But he said, I will. We are in covenant. See, you're in covenant with him. And if you're in covenant with him and he's in covenant with you, guess what? He's obligated. Yes, he is. He has to back his word up. He has to stand by his word. Covenant. Do we not know what covenant is? Do we not know what covenant? Anybody? If you don't know what covenant is, let's see what covenant is. He's got guarantee. It has to be. His covenant, he cannot break. His covenant, he cannot alter. His covenant, he has to see us through on it. Come on. He's my help today. He's your help today. He is your strength today. I'm talking to somebody that feel like I can't make it. I'm talking to somebody feel like you're all alone. You may be at work. You may be sitting in your house, in your den, or your bedroom, or wherever you're sitting at. You may be riding along on the highway, and you're listening to me up under the sound of my voice right now. You're up under the sound of my voice through the radio. Come on. You have help today. He's your help today. Don't you let the enemy tell you that you're by yourself. do like David the Creator again. I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. Oh my God. Hallelujah. The fifth verse says, the Lord is, he is, he is, oh my God, he is, come on, my keeper. Oh, I'm about to jump up from here. He is my keeper. He's able to keep what I present unto him, because he's my help today. Huh? Thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade. Oh my God, it seems like it's hot. It seems like we're going through. The Lord is the shade upon thy right hand. He have you covered. He have you covered through this. You don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. You don't have to bog down, go into a isolated place and feel like you all alone and feel like you don't have no help today. Oh my God, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But oh, we got some help. We're going to go through some things. Just because we're over here on this side, that don't mean we're not going to go through. We're going to go through, but we have help today. Come on, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord. Come on, here we go, here we go. Let's take a ride. Here we go. But the Lord shall do what? Deliver. That sound like help to me. Them out of them all, not one, but all. Come on. Hallelujah. The Lord is that keeper. Hallelujah. The Lord is that keeper. The Lord is that keeper. I can't get it. He's keeping you through this. He's helping you through this. He's bringing you out. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Even though the sun is there, oh, but he's the shade. He's hot through it all. Oh, the moon shall not. God is still right there. He's with you in every situation. He's with us. Come on, somebody give him glory. Somebody give him a praise. Come on, he's with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve. Uh-oh, here we go. The Lord shall preserve. And if you know what preserve is, come on. It may look like it's about to go down. It may look like it's not to be no good. But he said, the Lord shall preserve thee. Come on here. For all evil, from all evil, he got your back. He got your side of your front. Come on, he shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall, hallelujah. He shall. There we go again. A guarantee. He shall. He's got to do it. He shall preserve thy soul. See, the enemy wants to destroy us. He wants to devour us. But because God is our help, because God is our shade, because God keeping us. Come on here. He's before us. He's with us. He's protecting us. He shall preserve thy soul. Come on. Hallelujah. The Lord shall preserve thy. Uh-oh. Listen, here we go. He shall preserve thy going out. Come on, we got help today. We got help today. You got help today. Oh, glory. Bless the name of Jesus. You got help today. Hold up. Don't fret. Don't cry. Dry your tears up. Hold your head up high and look up unto the hills from which cometh your help. Yes, sir. We're going to go through some things. I'm not saying that since we came over here, you don't have to go through nothing. You're going to go through some things. You're going to have some downtime. Come on, you may be down, but you're not out. Come on, come on. You may be going through it, but you're coming out of it. Come on, hallelujah. Have you ever been driving and the rain has been so bad, you can't hardly see the road? We all been in predicaments and weather storms like that. But the more you kept driving, the more you may not been able to see the road as clearly. But you kept on, because you're gonna keep driving until you're going to drive out the storm. So what are you saying? We're going to keep pressing because we got help. We're not going to give up because we got help. Come on. Hallelujah. We're not going to let this thing overtake us. Praise our God, because we got help. You got help today. Young man, come on. Middle-aged man, young woman, middle-aged woman, you got help today. Those of you that don't know him in the pardon of your sins, you can have help today. Because if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And he is your help today. Come on here. Oh my God, he's my help today. Come on. He shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Come on. When you come in, he's still. Come on here. Hallelujah. And not for one time. But not one time, the Lord shall preserve that going out and that coming in from this time forth. Come on, this time and forevermore, God got your back. He's backing you up because he's your help today. You're not alone. Hold your head up high. Come on. Come on. You say, well, I got problems going on, situations in my family. God is your help today. You say, well, I got problems on a job. God is your help today. He's all around. There's nothing that you are going through that God can't help you out of. Oh, that was good right there. There is nothing that you're going through that God cannot help you out of. Praise our God. He's a God that could do anything. He won't fail. He'll never fail. He'll never fail. There's no failure in God. They say, well, he never failed me yet. I'm not looking for him to fail. So, see, when you say that, that means you look. God will never fail you. He will help you. He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a very present help in trouble. Come on. So, when you're in trouble, remember this. Lift your eyes up. When you're going through and it feels like you're not coming out, guess what? He's there with you, my brother. He's there with you, my sister. To do what? To bring you out. I'm coming out. Come on, decree and declare with me. I can't hear you, but if you put it into the atmosphere, I'm coming out. Why I'm coming out? I'm coming out because I have help. I'm coming through because I have help. Excuse me. I'm coming through because I have help today. God is my help. God is my strength. God is my peace. God is my joy. Come on. Come on, somebody. I know my time is getting close and it's getting near. I had to get up. I had to leave from behind this mic. I'm telling you, you still have help. After I'm gone, after I'm off the air, after I'm off Facebook, you still have help today. Walk through it. Allow God to bring you through this. You're not by yourself. You're coming out and you're coming through. He's with you. He said, I'll never leave you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on. Don't feel like he has left you. Don't feel like you don't have no help today. Come on. Have you ever heard somebody when said, oh, I don't have no help. Ain't nobody helping me. I'm doing this all by myself. Don't treat this case like this. Hallelujah. That's because in the nature, you feel like you don't have nobody there to help you. I'm always doing this by myself. No, not in this case. You're not walking through this by yourself. You're not in this by yourself. Come on. You're not feeling this by yourself. He feels everything that you feel. Come on. Everything that you're going through, he's there with you to do what? To help you. To do what? Bring you out. Come on here. To do what? To give you an expected end. Oh, my goodness. Come on. So what you need to do as believers, just know this. What David said, I will, personal, I will lift mine eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, that they were made. So he know all about what he made. He know all about what he created, the heavens and the earth. So he made this situation that I'm in. And he's going to bring me out of the situation that he made and that he allowed me to go in. Come on. So you got to keep your eyes on the prize. You got to keep your eyes on the prize today. Mm-hmm. You can't let the enemy make you feel that you can't come out. You ain't coming out. I want to tell somebody today that's listening. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep looking up to the hills. From which cometh your help. Your help cometh from the Lord that made, that formed, that shaped the earth, that spoke into the atmosphere when it was nothing. He called those things as though they were. So you're out of it today. You have help today. You have hope today. You have peace today. You have joy today. Come on. You got to count it all joy because you have help today. My time is coming close to get up. and I'm going to have to leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you again, nor will I forsake you. He said, he's there with you. He's with us in the midst of it all. We have to trust God. We have to trust him. In 2 minutes, everybody has gone through some things in their lives, situations, some that we could have prevented and some we couldn't. But guess what? He was right there with us in every situation. People have sickness. Some sickness have hit us all, but he was there to see us through. We have walked through bereavement. He walked and he was right there with us. He's our help. Financial situations, he's right there. He's your help today. Know this, be not weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. He is your help today. Keep looking up to the hills. Don't let the enemy make you look nowhere else. Keep your eyes on the prize, because he's coming sooner than we think. You must be ready. 1 minute. And in this 1 minute, I'm going to say what I open up with. I will lift my eyes up to the hill from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord that did what made the heavens and the earth. My time is come and gone. But guess what? His word stands forevermore. God bless you. Hold your head up. See you in the revival.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. And Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder. Thank you.